I do not know this tune, fellas. Yes.
Alright.
But I want to get with it.
Wait, let me see the video, man. Let me see the video, man.
The pace.
It's a pace.
It's not that pace, on it.
It's not that pace.
Show me some love tonight.
She's excited.
Fam, she was too happy.
She is giving 15 out of 10 for this performance.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Ah, so, fun fact. She's one of the girls that was in Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she was. Yeah, yeah. Your swagger. Oh, yeah.
How much was it?
2.8k. Your swagger, swagger.
Because we watched his bare time, fam. Yeah. So,
that'd be real. The cameras and the visuals are not dusty.
It does, but back then, this was
clean.
This was 8k.
Nah, like, mate, it's a Drago because I don't know where Drago is.
Oh, wow, well, you knew.
He's coming, fam. Look, she is giving the energy, fam.
Energy, fam.
You know when the directors all say that, like, energy, yeah. Energy, guys.
Look, he only had to say it once, fam. She knew what to do.
Yeah. It made me feel comfortable with people like this. Rapper, your people like this.
Now's the best rapper.
Yeah, Drago up in the club. Some love.
Fucking good time. But I'm here now with a pocket full of dough. Wanna know?
Yeah. Top five rapper.
What's his name?
Drago.
Where's he from?
No, but he's on the roads though, isn't it? That fugs get lonely, he said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heaven sent fugs, that's what the team is called.
And he's here now.
Bro, that sounded, I'll be real with the man them. I gotta stay real to myself. That sounded like the most cappiest of caps. Like, oh my God, fam.
Bro had the blazer on.
Bro had the blazer on.
Why do man put on blazers and think that they look official?
Yeah. No, but it's not the blazer.
The man with the Juicy skit, the New Year's one.
It's the blazer with the crew neck t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Some man wear the blazer with the V-neck t-shirt. Yeah, that's how you know you're kinky, fam.
Yeah. It's mad stuff.
Skinny jeans.
Enough of them, man, either sell with or they sniff with.
Yeah.
No, they do both.
Yeah. High on their own supply. 2K through the podcast. Hey!
We need one of those things, man. The fucking.
Yeah, but what's going on, guys? How's things?
Good. It's been a good week. It's just been a good week, man.
Why has it been a good week?
Yeah, I want to know still. I want to know.
No reason, man. It's just been a good week, man.
Stop the cap.
All right. Next month, we've got some good things happening. Well, I've got some good thing happening. So. I'll speak on it when we get closer to the time. But shout out. No one. Anyway, move on. I'll tell you about after.
Honey, how was your week?
I know.
Listen. I feel like I get stuck on this every single week, you know. Every single week I go through the trials and tribulations, you get me? But this week's been educational for me still. I'm learning about... Obviously, I opened a company a couple of years ago. Traded. I didn't really trade in my first year. When now I've had my company for a couple of years, I've realized that I should have fucking burnt the wheels off my business in the first year because there was like a bit of tax exemption on that side. Anyway, I didn't really trade, and then for the second year of my business being open, I done my confirmation statement and that, didn't really trade again because I was doing a lot of things from my personal accounts. Yeah, so. 2-2s now. Barclays just hit me up in November and they said, listen, you've put in this sum of money into your account over the last year. Yeah. From January 1st, if you deposit more than £10,000 into your account via cash option, yeah, then we're gonna run an investigation. And we're gonna close your account. Well, we're gonna close your account and we're gonna run an investigation.
So man, I in the Barclays at the self-help one and just
stuffing
the
notes.
Bro, listen. And then Monzo were like, yeah, we're closing your account. We're closing your account on January 25th, which is today. Today's the day I lost my account. Yeah. And they said, we can't tell you why.
All banks do that, though.
Yeah.
Well, we can't tell you why we're closing it and we can't reopen it for you, but we're closing it. So get your money out of there. Fuck it off to somewhere else. So I thought, you know what? I'm a couple accounts down. I need to start putting things in my business. Yeah. Shout out Joey hitting me, put me in touch with his accountant. Cause I started reading the letters that I was getting about my business that I get in the post, and there's loads. So I thought, you know, I looked at the letters and saw, well, I ain't trading for the business, so fuck them letters. You get me? I thought, I'm starting to use the business now. I'm a businessman now. Yeah, let me open my letters. Accounts overdue. Accounts overdue. Accounts overdue. Corporation tax submission overdue. Accounts overdue. Accounts overdue. We can help you with your overdue accounts if you want. We can help you. This company, we can help you. We charge this. We charge that. I'm thinking, bro, I ain't traded. What accounts? What accounts? What accounts? Anyway, my shout out Joey put me in touch with his accountant. Shout out him. You know, I don't know. Maybe because there's a few accountants at my workplace, and his accountant is just, which is also now my accountant in essence. They all got the same kind of like persona. Everything's just cool. Like, yeah, that's going to be like £500. That's going to be £1,500. You got a fine, that's 5 bills. You got another fine, that's 6 bills. I'm just like, is that, and after they're like, yeah, is that okay? I'm like, yeah, what do you want me to say? Well, I guess it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me? I guess it is. He's like, yeah, so obviously your accounts are 11 months overdue. So you're going to get a fine from HMRC, your 5 bills for this one. And you're going to get like a fine from corporation tax. You never submitted that as well. So HMRC are going to get you. Company tax are going to get you. But then obviously I'm going to try and get, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to try and get it all done before the end of February. Because if it goes into 12 months, then the fines go up. Mm. And obviously, because you had dormant accounts you never traded, I'm going to charge you this much for submitting your dormant accounts. And then at the end of February is your end of year. So you've got to submit accounts for last year. So that, which will not be overdue. Mm. And I'll charge you, because you've traded now, I'm going to charge you 3 times as much. But I haven't even traded 5 bills through the company yet. Let me get 5 bills through there.
And then we can talk.
That's the food there.
Fucking hell, bro. So yeah, I'm learning all about how expensive life actually is. Yeah. And that's it. That's it for me. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm pissed off.
I've been going through this shit for a long time still, so I know the pain, but
how's your week gone?
How's my week? I turned from ill to I'm back. So I'm back now still. I was a bit down in the dumps. Actual health wise, like I had a mad cough and that. I was missing out on gym and that, but I'm back now, I'm back. I'm flying out this weekend, so
where you going? Then?
Should be alright. Milan.
Shit, nice. Then? Yeah, watch out for the Euro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because exactly. The Euro is doing the Euro step on your fucking bank account. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't
man went to Amsterdam fact. Last weekend. I was so overshadowed by tax that I didn't even talk about the fact that I went to Amsterdam. Nice little trip. And that. I was explaining to the man them off air, and I'll tell the people them, yeah? Anyone that went damn, make sure, I hope you didn't go to McDonald's. Man got 2 extra value meals in McDonald's, and it was €31. Granted, one was large, but €31, fam. What's going on, fam? What's going on?
Didn't even get apple pie.
Bruv, I didn't get apple pie, but I need to fucking call the fucking Dutch watchdog. Yeah? Get them down there, fam. Say, what's going on, fam? This needs to be regulated.
The Dutch watchdog.
Do you know what it is? Because when you go on holiday, McDonald's is always the one that's kind of cheap and cheap. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but you know it, so it's like the most safest.
Yeah. Especially when you're on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
You can trust the McDonald's. Thing, yeah. No matter where you go in the world.
Yeah, you know you can trust
it. Trust the McDonald's.
It weren't cheap and cheerful. It was expensive and cursive. That's what it was, fam. It was not cheap and cheerful at all. But yeah, you know what? I'm just ranting and sounding hella negative. See, like right now today, broker had a good deal. I was late for the pod, but we back, baby. We back. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was good. Thames, you had like 3 different ideas on what you wanted the pod.
Oh, don't do this now, man. No, let's stay with the original ones.
The original one was what? Growing up,
the original.
Hardly the original. Up with people.
Yeah.
And it was your personal attractions.
Together. That was yours, but yeah.
It wasn't, man. It was his. But yeah, so growing up and hardly linking people stems from growing up and linking all the time.
Do you know what it is, yeah? You know when you used to see, especially when you was young, people would be saying like, yeah, when you get older, you're going to realize that all the friends you have around, you're not going to, like, you're going to stop talking to friends, you're going to drop them out, you're going to do all this, yeah? And I remember thinking, yeah, not me, bruv. Not
look
me.
Now. Like, look at us now.
The only people I'm dropping out is snakes and fake. You know what I mean? Like, snakers and the trying to make the snakes and the
Xavier.
Yeah. So
Pussio.
Those are the only people
pussy,
man was really
trying. Big pussy gal.
Wow. Hey. Imagine last episode I saw a comment saying that it's like every episode they have to mention Xavier, so that's why I just said Xavier.
Big pussy girl, Xavier.
Yeah. Anyway, so man thought that would be that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I, at that point in life, I was thinking, like, I'm blessed as a man because not only do I have one circle of friends that I trust, I have two circle of friends that I trust, and a lot of people don't even have two friends that they trust. You know what I mean? In all that talks, and then.
Sound like Stuart Little, fam.
Yeah. And then the other day I see one of those tweets. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah.
Real. Like just a couple of years ago, I wasn't thinking like this.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting. How quick, like how a snap of a hand you look at like a year later or 2 years later, and you're like, bro, like, swear down, I don't really. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that's my like personal experience, and I'll talk a bit more about.
I think growing up. I was very naive. Obviously, all our mums and elders would say, oh, all your friends don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you stick to the ones that's real. Mm-hmm. A lot will fall off. You won't even have to do anything. Just don't put too much trust into everyone. And I think I was just naive. You know? I just thought that because my close friends wasn't as big as what others was, I just thought everyone was just going to go through the transition with me and we was all going to be
friends for life.
Yeah, which we still are, but I see what the elders was talking about. Mm-hmm. When, you know, there's differences. There's you're not going to see everyone as much as you once did. I mean, we're a prime example. Mm-hmm. We used to link every week. Now we only link for this. So
mm-hmm.
It shows you that your closest ones will fucking go away from you. Mm-hmm. But So I personally thought everyone was going to be here, mm-hmm. and really truly, there's. We're still here of such.
You know, it is. I think there's just sometimes there's just, as you get older, you realize there's levels to friendship.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like when you was young, friendship or friends, or when you call someone your bro and that, it was very broad. Like everyone's, not like when you're in school, everyone's your friend, innit? Everyone's your friend. Then you get older and it's like, okay, yeah, this is my group of friends.
Mm.
And then you realize sometimes that, like, especially when you have a group of friends of, let's say, more than, let's say, four or five people, yeah?
Mm.
You realise that sometimes you may only be friends as a group.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? As opposed to...
Individual.
As opposed to individually as friends. Like, your friends as a big group, and that's the only time you lot are actually friends.
Yeah.
You realise you don't actually fuck with people, like, when it's personal. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I think that's something that I've learned growing up as well, like, mummy say not everyone's your friend. Like not everyone you call your friend is your friend. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And obviously sometimes mummy will spot the
yeah.
Man,
it's mad. No one spotted Xavier though, the little dickhead.
Yeah. I don't
think spotted him. You are expert infiltrator. You're fucking you're espionage fraudster.
I don't even think he spotted himself. And that was part of the problem, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like,
it's mad because I saw a indirect you put up today. And I said to myself that I was going to say it on the podcast.
Was it?
Yeah. I saw it today on your story.
What?
About people who was wearing emoji clothes. Yeah.
Okay. And I saw it. Pace.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I said, well. Yes, I know who he's talking about.
I was thinking about Pace as well still. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah. Niggas was actually
emoji clothes. And
niggas wearing 100. What did Pace have? He had like 100. Yeah,
same thing.
100 tracksuit.
100 tracksuit, bro.
Tracksuit.
Yeah, don't remember. It was
whole
gray.
Tracksuit, fam.
It was grey.
Because my man had the bottoms, but he had the whole. No. Like the full onesie.
Yeah.
Niggas wearing emoji print. Come on, bro.
Emoji print.
Pattern up, man. You did. That's how you knew your swag was fucked.
Yeah,
fam. From a long time, fam. From long time.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Pace,
we're goal, fam.
Pace kills me because Pace has got like African boy swag, and like I say that, like Pace moves like sometimes like he just landed in this country. Even sometimes when I speak to Pace, yeah, it's like, how long have you actually been here? Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, he's institutionalized over there,
fam,
in Ghana, fam.
It's nuts, fam. So I speak to him and I'm like, fam, are you just, did you just come over here now? Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it'll message me stuff, yeah, and I'll just be like, fam, this you, fam. Like, where's he from, fam? Do you know what I mean?
Because, shout out Pace, yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
Pace, I know for a fact. And if you watch the pod, if you really fuck with the pod, then you'd have watched it at least this far pace. Mm-hmm. If you still have, no disrespect to anyone that does, yeah, because, well, it's fact actually, I mean, full disrespect. Pace, if you still have those Giuseppes in your house, bro, if I ever see those Giuseppes again, I'm stamping all over those Giuseppes, bro. What the fuck are you doing clinging on? Clinging on to 2012, fam. Sort it out, mate. Sort it out. Man's got the big, big golden zip. Giuseppe's with a big gold.
He's not wearing them no more, does he?
I don't know.
But he probably still got them.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You know,
obviously, I've got my Stone Island jacket in, but I ain't wore it and whatever. Yeah. And Stone Island is a brand that's gone in and out and in and out. But Giuseppe was a flash in the pan.
Yeah. In and out.
Moment. That was a moment in time. Mm. Like, you can't. High top trainers are still in, but you're not wearing no Giuseppe, fam. Giuseppe. Giuseppe, where you get
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe is up. The way I see Giuseppe, because of my younger brother, is on it. The way he says, if someone's got Giuseppe, they've been finessed to it. So he will say, oh man, yeah, Giuseppe the pack or whatever.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's always banter when it comes to that brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I see my wearing Giuseppe trainers or Giuseppe belts, I'm just like, bro. Your mum must have bought that for you or something, though, because you must be wearing that to be polite.
Yeah, to pay homage.
That's a polite.
You know what I'm trying to say, bro? Or someone that's, you know, passed away. I don't know, bro. Because...
Yeah, go on.
It's crazy. Anyway, I can't remember what I was going to say, but I think I was going to start talking about... Was I cutting you up?
No,
you're speaking.
But because it's more echoing what Tim was saying in regards to, like, friends. The word he said a bit broad, but it was just a bit like... loosely used, like the word friendship.
Yeah.
You, when you left school, your friends that were at school that weren't really your dogs became your school friends. Mm. You know, like, quickly, oh yeah, my friend from school still. Mm. He's cool and that. Don't rob him. You know what I'm trying to say?
We said don't rob him.
One of them once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then because of my brothers, there's friendship groups, there's friendship circles that we overlap. Mm. So I had loads of friends. You feel me? Because of, my brothers and that, you might say the same thing, because we were all in the same space for like a very, very long period of time. It was like very saturated in my house. Mm. But then, I don't know where the drift started. Like, I thought everyone was just dogs. It was all parties and it was all lovely and it was all girls and we'd done everything as a group and it was just all like ingrained. And I think that had a lot to do with like, it had a lot to do with like BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Like there was a lot of between in the infancy of the social medias, like BlackBerry Messenger, Twitter, and Facebook, there was a lot of, it was very integral.
Mm.
You know, like you couldn't, it was too hard to not be part of the, to not be on the train friendship.
Yeah, friendship.
Because that's when, in the infancy of social media, that's when like people started to get, on one side you can call it beggy, but in two, people were more extroverted.
Yeah.
Their thoughts, their feelings, their fucking, people were friends that hadn't even met.
But at the same time, you have to remember, like, as well, we was also, like, a key thing is we were also very young.
Yeah.
And we really knew, apart from school friends and maybe some friends that you might have had on Bebo or whatever like that, like, everything felt so fresh to man because man was so young. So sometimes when I see youths acting up on TikTok or like just doing like cringy things, technically everyone's still trying to find who they are as a person. Do you know what I mean? And there was no, especially when we was growing up, there was no such thing as social media etiquette. No one could tell us how to act.
No PC.
There you go. But no one could tell us how to even act.
That's why on BlackBerry, our generation, they can pull up your tweets and cancel you.
Yeah.
Like, because it was uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who was it that was talking about? I'm not going to say no names, but when I say uncensored, all I remember is someone saying that black girls with short hair look like Michael Jordan or something like that. It's someone that's still on TV now. I'm not going to say no names or nothing. I will talk about it off air, whatever. What,
Love Island?
I don't know, bro. I don't watch Love Island. Yeah. It's someone about, isn't it? Someone about. But anyway,
sorry.
Bro, what's wrong with them?
Try not to laugh, man.
I don't know what's wrong.
Anyway.
It's fucking hilarious. Oh, it's
It's not an attack on black girls because I didn't say it. I'm just saying what someone
who?
Said.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, literally. So yeah, it's just mad. But anyway, I obviously came off the train because I went jail. Sick. I'm not gonna go down the jail route again. But coming out Kirk's long. But coming out, when I came out, I just turned into such a serious person. Yeah, like
yeah.
That I was just not really. My friends were still my friends, mm-hmm. but if there wasn't any alignment, mm-hmm. I couldn't fuck with it. Like I couldn't get jiggy with this shit. You know what I'm trying to say?
I also felt that because maybe you felt that you'd missed out on so many on years of your life. At a point, especially when you came out, your main thing was about sort of catching up with that time you've missed out on.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was more like, I don't know, it used people. To not traumatize me. I'm not traumatized, but it used to definitely haunt me and eat away at me. Like, rah, like I was in jail for X amount of years. Mm-hmm. How much money could I have made in that mm-hmm. time? Not only have I missed out on the experiences, but the actual financial side of the things. I was in jail making £7 a week, mm-hmm. bro. I could have made so much more. And I was working, not as hard as I'm working now, but bro, I deserve way more than that. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm thinking, bro, I went to jail, lost all my experience, got finessed on some slave labor thing. So when I come out, I became so much serious that I just didn't align with people anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I weren't really for everyone being in my house, mm-hmm. and we're just gonna man, I'm just gonna bun weed and everyone's gonna fucking take the piss out of each other until. Two people want to fight,
yeah,
then
we go
outside, and then they have to scrap that. All that shit is long, fam. Man wanted to just be there, bun in it. Yeah. That's cool, bro. Man just have to love you from a distance, isn't it? Because everybody can't make it. You know what I'm trying to say? Not, I'm gonna say make it. I don't mean like financially and success and da 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 da.
Just around man, for man's personal.
Just in man's, in man's orbit, like just man's got the love for you same way. Yeah. When I see man. How you doing? How's your kids? How's the family?
Good, genuinely asking good, as good, well.
Yeah, it's genuine. Yeah. It's all genuine. It's like it's like I saw you yesterday. Mm-hmm. But we ain't linking. I'm not the link up soon thing. That's something that I find jarring today. Like man, I will see someone and we ain't spoke and we ain't linked up for many years, mm-hmm. and you feel. Why do you feel the need to say we need to link up soon? Are you embarrassed?
Yeah.
Like, are you embarrassed?
Do you know what it is?
I just think, don't say it. You don't even mean it.
Yeah.
You get me?
I don't ever say that.
Yeah.
I'm barefaced. Right? Like, yo, what going? You good? Yeah, everything good? Yeah, man. Shout me. And then I won't pick up the phone.
Not even shout me.
No, shout me.
I'm like, bro.
Because I'm not picking up the phone.
Good to see you, my guy.
That's ringing out. Or that WhatsApp is staying there until, because I'm OCD in it. So I can't have the one like message just chilling there. So I'm going to have to delete it. But I will hear you. No, I don't want to talk to you, bro.
I saw my, like, this happened on two occasions, yeah. And bro, please don't cut this up. Put sad music against it. It's not even a sad moment for man. Yeah. I saw my older.
Is it?
Which one?
Twice.
Oh,
fam. Yeah. On two occasions, fam. On two occasions. And you, bro, I've attempted to spoken about it, like attachments to your older or whatever. You're feeling towards someone that is like
you used to look up to.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I seen him like, bro, yo, what's going on? Da-da-da-da. It's new for time. Yeah, I'm changing nothing. Mm. Like, I'm like, what are you on now? That I'm doing construction. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro, give me your number. Like, bro, I will link you. Mm-hmm. Like, you live in more than I work in Wimbledon. Yeah, I will link you.
Yeah,
my number. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, cool, whatever. Next day, shout out, man. Incorrect number.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
I remember that.
I kind of remember that.
Someone else.
I was like,
remind me after.
I was like, right, cool, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
This shit happens. You get me? This shit happens. It's minor. We're in the same vicinity. Yeah. I'll catch up with man again. We'll catch up. It's minor. Mm-hmm. I see him again, bro. Mm-hmm. But this time, I ain't seen him anywhere in the vicinity. I've seen him near my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My mom's house.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what's going on? But it's like a year later. Same thing, like, bro, what are you saying? What are you doing? Yeah, you're still doing the same thing. Yeah, yeah, you're still doing the same thing. Yeah, yeah, I'm still doing, I'm still here, bro. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna come see you. You know how the cat goes. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna come see you. Like, I need to get my thing. Like, I wanna get the bust down thing. I wanna get this, like, pan roof. Shut up.
Niggas
like,
ain't busting down.
You see, when you see, if you wanna see me lose interest in any conversation you have,
bring out the money.
Start talking about cars that you wanna get. Yeah. Start talking about cars that you wanna get, right? And I can see you got Picanto or some Hyundai, Hyundai, something, or Renault, yeah, and you're talking about getting big bust down whips and that, or worse, you got no car, fam, you got no car, yeah, and points,
on the foot.
Yeah, and you're talking about, and you got creased up black Air Forces. You're talking about, yeah, I want to get the bust down.
Why do you think man do that? I've got a
it's the same beggy thing that you say. Like,
that
say,
I say.
Not, whoa.
No. That you say. Like, say for you comes in there, you said the number one thing that pisses you off.
Yeah.
You will come in there, gauge who's who,
yeah,
try to talk to you about music.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to talk to me about music and link up, and try to talk to them about cars.
Yeah.
But you don't know us. Like, you're just trying to gain that connection.
I also think, obviously, the bait, why I think that happens a lot is because sometimes a man is just insecure.
Yeah, of course.
They just want you to feel like, especially when it's, all right, so let's put in perspective, my perspective of that situation, yeah? You've seen someone that you used to look up to, yeah? Obviously, they're doing their thing, but they obviously know that this is not no more the little ute that man used to, not look after, but do you know what I mean?
Look out for.
Yeah, now he's doing his thing. So now, because man feel kind of insecure, they want to overtly still have that kind of, sort of, not big brother, but yeah, I'm gonna come and bust out my tongue, I'm gonna come do this. And it's like, bro, just stay in your lane, innit? Like, it's cool, bro. It's actually cool, fam. Because the same thing, what I hate is when niggas go around man that they know are bangers or man that they know are that, and they just start talking like wicked, or they just start talking about things that they know my man's gonna be interested in, just so like, oh yeah, yeah, man's part of this conversation. Like, man might say, yeah, these niggas are talking about something, and you're in the room, and obviously you're bridging on in. Yeah, man, cool, man, da 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 da. Niggas start saying, "Yeah, I see my man. He ain't really on nothing." Just to
be part of the conversation. Just you to know be why, part of it,
bro?
Because you're neek.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you're neek, and you feel like the people that you're in the room with, you respect them more than you respect yourself. Yeah. And your pussy's wet, and you're a man. Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Pattern up. Clit just tingling and that.
Pattern up.
Fix up, man.
Still.
Your pussy's wet, itching. Yeah. Itching to say something. Itching to be involved. You're just there like Assassin's Creed, just eavesdropping on the conversation.
Just waiting to add
just
your little...
Waiting for an in. Waiting. Just you're waiting to sprinkle dust. Your little pixie dust so someone can say, right, what are you seeing? Yeah. Then you can be like, like... I was included.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you've been written into the legend.
Yeah.
Because next month now, whichever designer guy you was around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think in your head next time they have a conversation about my man, they're gonna say
my man saw him.
You feel like you've been written. Your pussy's just wet, fam. Just allow it, fam. Because you're a pussy and it's wet, fam.
Yeah. For real.
But. Anyway, but I see him again now. Like, I want to come get the bus. capping. But this is someone I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's saying this stuff, I believe
it. Of course you do.
You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not going to start acting like I know it was cap.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I was believing it. I was like, bro, I'll bust you. Give me your number. Like,
man, this is a guy that you held in high regards growing up, fam.
I will bust you ASAP. Like, come down. It's like, Anytime. Give me your number. Cool.
Did you remember at that point that he gave you a fake number?
Because this is the thing. I don't know if this is something that happens with everybody else. Yeah. But when I see people that we're not in the same, we're in parallel timelines right now. Yeah. But the love is there. Bro, fuck what happened before.
I get so caught up that I'm just like,
it's so good to see this person. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so I didn't remember that you gave me the wrong number. Even
you probably gave him the benefit of the doubt.
The way man looked up to my man, I wouldn't even have said it.
Even if that was absolutely, and
I suspected that was absolutely the case.
Yeah.
But I didn't, because I thought that could never happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
But you wouldn't do that to man.
Yeah.
Anyway, took his number. This is when I knew that there's niggas are crazy, fam.
Yeah.
Niggas need to stop smoking Cali because it's busting up in their heads and it's making man do wild things. So he's giving me the number and again, I've gone back and I'm like, I've called man up, but this is like 2 weeks later or something, isn't it? Because I'm trying to, you know, secure I'm on a commission thing, so I'm trying to get something rolling.
Yeah.
Number's wrong. So now I've sat there and I've deeped it like, rah. This is what I mean by mental health of the black people that like
don't look at
it's
me.
Mad, bro. It's brazy.
Yeah.
Because you know, we're not in a bar, you're not a gal.
You know, like
under normal circumstances, yeah. If you approach a girl and she's not really interested in you, but you're polite, courteous, and you ain't taking no for an answer, she might give you a wrong number.
Yeah.
She's not gonna be rude because you're not being rude.
Yeah.
She's gonna mirror your behavior if she's mature enough.
Yeah.
But she will par you off in a polite way and in a way where you will only know. It won't be embarrassing and you will only know in your own time. You get me? Yeah. Or she'll give you a number, even if it's the right number, and then she'll block you as soon as you message her or whatever.
Yo.
You get me? But this guy, we're not in a bar, you're not a gal. You've spoken to me on two occasions. For a good 20 minutes, you're talking about making plans. What are you? And it's not. You're not a stranger. You know me. You know my family. Like, and this is not even. Trust me, it's not a sad music moment. I'm just thinking, bro, what's wrong with you? What is going through your brain, fam?
What on earth is wrong with me?
Like, we're in the street. You know, like, you can do anything. You see, like, if I see a man.
He could just run.
Like, even when, because Tim has brought this up in a couple of episodes, and I don't even mean to go back to Snatcher again, yeah? But Snatcher saw a man, Xavier saw him in the train station and tried to smile, and Tim was just like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm trying to say? Just be real with yourself. Yeah. You get me? Why are you capping? But with this generation living, I have to realize that we're in a generation of cappers.
Do you know what's the sad thing as well, yeah? When I remember I see someone, I think we was in jail together, and I see him out somewhere. And have you ever seen someone and you're really, not you're excited to see them, but you're like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
And the energy you get back immediately changes
your
vibe so much.
That's like, fuck you, nigga.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, well, God, like smiling there. And he's like, oh, what are you saying? You're good? I was like, I'm good.
You
know what I mean? All the talk and all the memory I was gonna say, it's gone now, like, fuck you. Then he see me, it's mad, cause I see him maybe a couple years later at Sutton, yeah. But obviously I'm with the people, I think he's come to one of man's things, isn't it? With the people, and he's, yo, Thames, and I was just
the pettiness in you.
The pettiness overrides.
The pettiness comes down like gravity.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Because do not make me feel like a fucking beg. Don't make me feel, and this is men or women, if I feel like you're trying to make me feel like a beg, or the energy is not reciprocated, don't get it twisted. That's the energy from now on. Until we have some sort of, I don't even know, it might just stay like that forever, bro. Like, unless we keep bumping into each other.
It's still like that.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I'm stubborn as fuck. Fuck you, bro.
I remember, like, seeing me, he's like, what, go on? I was like, we're saying good, brother. That was it, fam. Like, he's like, yeah, man. Love, man. I love what you're doing. Yeah. Cool. And I just thought, I don't know.
This is funny with the,
But I don't know if it's because you thought that when we first saw each other, I had no benefit to you. So you didn't care, but then you saw there was benefit, and all of a sudden your attitude changed. When I just wanted to see you to say, well, go on. Because I saw when you was happy with your brethren, you saw a man, he's like, well, go on. Yeah, you good, yeah? I was like, oh, okay. So maybe. So maybe it's that. And obviously, I'm guessing, like, I don't know if you've encountered anyone, because you went John Wells, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if you've encountered anyone, or probably like Facebook messaging and stuff like that, or Facebook back in the day, or Insta or whatever. Like, at first it's like, yeah. And then it's just like, where do you go from here? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it runs out.
Like, I had one, and the brother's cool, man. He cool. I think he even watches this. The brother's cool in it. And when he came out, you know, like, niggas chatting it. Niggas, when everyone's in jail, everyone's got the link, everyone's got the plug for this, niggas chatting. Niggas chat. So obviously, I've got out. He's got out, and he's phoned me like, "Yeah, remember that thing you spoke about? Like, you still on it?"
Like, no, bro. Like, niggas in jail will tell you, bro. You see when you get out, fam. You see when we hit road,
I'm plugging you,
bro,
in.
When we hit road, that's it, bro. We're made.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
this sentence, fam. Man, write this. Bird on the toilet seat, bro. Yeah. It's minor. Yeah. You see when we get out, I'm not gonna lint the plug. And man's back to business for 40 boxes.
Back to business.
Back to business, man. 40 squares. Once you're gonna get 40 squares, yeah. Obviously, you're out of town, so man will drop you 5 squares.
Yeah.
I'm like, like after you've had those conversations, yeah, in jail,
yeah,
you go back to your cell and like you lie down, and you're like, bro, when I get out, I'm gonna mash it up. Yeah, I'm gonna mash it up.
Yeah,
bro, when I got out, fam.
No. That fresh air is like,
bro, I don't want, like, and I don't give a fuck if this sounds sneaky. I don't give a fuck if anyone in the comments is like, oh, yeah. Bro, listen, I don't give a fuck. I didn't want one crumb from any squares. Yeah? Keep it all, fam. Keep it all on your side, oh, yeah? Because man don't want to be in the courts system. I don't want to be in the Justice League ever again, fam. Yeah, I do not want to be in the Justice League ever again. Fuck that, blood. Fine. So obviously, I've shouted a few men.
Yeah,
because the niggas that, funnily enough, mm-hmm. there's a clever logic to this.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, in most cases, and I'll say 90% of the cases, the niggas that are telling you that when they get out, when you get out, they're gonna plug you in. They're always doing longer bird than you.
Yeah.
Like, they're always doing longer bird. Or, well, you're getting in. You're coming. You're going into jail, seeing them and leaving before them.
Yeah.
You get me? So, a couple years have passed now, man. I've got out of jail.
I'm on the phone.
Man, I've got out of jail, and there was three of these youths, yeah? Mm-hmm. And bro, I'll be real, outside of the pluggy thing, because mm-hmm. these men were really fucking it up.
They were really fucking it up in Cardiff.
And we got sentenced at around the same time, mm-hmm. but they had been on remand for longer than me,
mm-hmm.
yeah? So when we got sentenced on the same day, mm-hmm. but their case was so much bigger than my case mm-hmm. that the Welsh News covered their case and
instead
not mine.
Of yours. Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember you had a little thing.
Yeah, in comparison to their thing,
yeah.
it was mad.
Yeah.
Like, the two Asian brothers that had it, the two main ones, the two brothers, like they had matching Bentleys outside
the court.
Their parents' corner shop.
Mad.
Like what's going on?
Plugged in.
But anyway, then that's what they put in the paper and that. Because man saw the clippings. Anyway, they've got out of jail now. It's them and one of their bedrooms. One of them came out, started modeling, but in jail, we're talking about, yeah, bro, when we get back out, fam, straight back on it.
Boxes.
Straight back to business.
Straight back to business.
Straight back on it, bro.
Straight back to business, brother.
Straight back on it. Whatever you need. He's like, bro, when I get out, I'm probably going to, once I've got my first 40 squares,
mm-hmm.
flown that, I'm just going to go on holiday for a bit. I'll probably go to Dubai and come back like 6 months later, and then we could pick it up again then.
I had a fantasy living. I love it. You know? I love it. He probably meant it as well, but you know, like, the world, like, I feel like,
I hope he meant it, fam, because he was talking for he was speaking from the heart.
Yeah. You know, like, when you're okay, I'm gonna say jail, but like just in general, yeah. When you're so blocked in, like the world is hella big. Like, outside of your surroundings, the world is like anything could go on, isn't it? So when am I saying, yeah, I'm just gonna fly to Dubai? You know, what I mean? Bro's probably going to sleep with that, and it's keeping him like comfortable. I see someone, I think it was Boost, that said a bar, like he was in jail. And you ever had a dream like so vivid in jail, yeah, that it made you just want to go back to sleep? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Let me get that back.
Let me get that dream back.
Like, yo,
I was really outside.
Yo, run it back.
I was really in Dubai. Like, I was really there, bro.
But yeah, so they got out of that jail and that. then one of them started like he started modeling, and then he became like an actor. He was in a show recently. He's on ITV.
Yeah, man.
I'll show you him in a second as well. Yeah, yeah. The other two, I spoke to them, messaged them like, "Bro, what's going on?" He's like, "Yeah, bro, man's here, man's nice."
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, man's nice. Like
back and better.
When you come in Cardiff?
Oh, shit.
Like, bro, when you come Cardiff, make sure you shout me because I'm gonna show you around.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got you when you come Cardiff. I'm like, bro, the link's still strong, man. Yeah. He's chatting to me like we're still everything's still the same. Like, I'm not in jail, and he's not in jail, but it's like, man, we're brothers in arms. You feel me? And I'm like, bro, I'm in a different place now. That I can't, it was the thing where, you know, like our last conversations was about the road and about the trap and about pack. So, cause I'm in a different space now, cause it's 2 years has passed since I got out of jail now, he's out. I didn't have the confidence to say like, bro, I wanted the nostalgia to stay with there. Like, you know, I
don't want to do it no more. I'm legal.
I don't want to be a player.
I don't want to do it no more, bro. Could you delete my number, please?
Yeah, I'm out, baby. I'm breathing different.
I'm out, baby.
Can you see this coin of trees?
I'm out, baby. But yeah, obviously, I just wanted it to be like, it's again, like I said, you see when I link up with people, even after 2 years, because the love was there,
yeah.
I just wanted it. I didn't want to spoil the moment, and say, you know what?
I'm actually working.
Like, I'm not even on.
I'm actually working now.
I'm on minimum wage, but it's fine for me.
No,
it's fine. I prefer this way of living.
Because you know, like, you couldn't just say, "Oh, like I'm just working." You would have had to explain,
your reasoning as to why.
Like, you could just be like, "No, bro, I'm working. I'm good." You'd be like, "Bro, I'll be honest with you." You know what I mean? I got out of jail and I had to have a real think about what I want to do, like all of that. But I mean, just, instead of just saying, it's not for me no more, okay.
And now I was still in close conditions because he had so much bird left on his.
Yeah.
I was still in close condition when we had this last conversation.
Yeah, of course.
I went to open jail.
Yeah.
I didn't see him for my last 6 months of jail. And then, so it's 2.5 years since we spoke. So by the time I actually got released, I already knew in my head that, no packs. No packs will be running,
so
bro.
2 years later, no packs, about pack.
No lines, no spots, yeah. no trap, no OT, none of that, fam. None of that, License, that's it. Probation, PAYE, let's do it. National insurance,
let's pay it.
You get me? But anyway,
yeah.
I was in open jail now. This is a complete reverse side of the coin now. Open jail now. I'm with these two English middle-aged white men.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, in this prison. This is where
I thought you were going to say travellers.
Nah, bro. As East London as you like.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, these guys both got longer birds than me. I think they've done six. They got 6.5. Yeah?
Okay, cool.
But these two brothers in jail for a £30 million espionage fraud. Yeah.
Oh, is it the one that happened? Nothing to do with the jeweler thing.
No. That was a robbery.
Yeah.
Or theft, or whatever you want to call it, or heist. But these men were
espionage.
Yeah, that's like they were making companies, and they had loads of different passports. But on the passports, they were making different facial expressions.
Salt
and different name, bro.
Hard.
Expressions. Wow.
Like, sorry, yeah, to cut you here, but you know, like people saying, "Oh, what am I in jail for?" Da, 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 da. Everyone's just the same old. Yeah, niggas say espionage. You're like, oh shit,
bro,
you're a real criminal. Bro,
it's when I saw the, you know how when I don't know if everyone does this, but because I was in Wales, isn't it? But these men, everyone that was there that was doing like proper birds or they done proper crimes, like. To be in quote celebrated, they had clippings from the papers, you get me. So when I saw his thing and I saw all of the different pictures, I was like, "Raw man, I'm doing."
you know that thing, yeah, where people do the I'm gonna take a picture every day of 1 year and then. And the music's behind it. Dun, dun, dun. Sorry, Carl.
Bro, so obviously I'm talking to these men now in open jail, and I'm closer to my release.
Okay.
And these men are like, yeah, man, because they get a release as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just after me, innit?
Yeah. Espionage.
They're like, bro, yeah, man. Like, he showed me his property portfolio. He's like, yeah, but they're like, Process of Crown trying to take this from me, but they couldn't take this from me. This is a legitimate business. Mm-hmm. Showing me his portfolio on that. Portfolios, this property. I'm like, well, how much is your portfolio worth? Is that about 7 mil? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's sitting down. He's that three is nice for him. Well, that 63 is nice.
He's like, yeah. He's like, do you drive? I said, nah. He's like, oh, okay. He said, I got a few cars in that as well. I said, he said, well, what you got? He said, I got like my favorite car is my DB9. I'm like, okay.
Espionage. That's an espionage car. That's James Bond.
So he's like, yeah, I got a DB9. I got a 911 Targa top,
yeah.
And I got a Range Rover Vogue.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. I have a Range Rover.
Yeah, and I'm like, cool.
What am I doing with these?
You know, like spider senses. Yeah, like cool. Yeah. And then he's like, bro, listen, like, you're out. Mm. You're out tomorrow. When I get out, bro, come, let's go to the gentleman's club. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. And have a chat.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Have a chat still.
Because one of them was small. This is the one, like the one that the mastermind behind it was small and kind of unassuming.
Yeah.
And the other one was like big and butch. She looked like the brains and the muscle.
Pinky in the brain.
Yeah. So that's exactly how they looked.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we'll link up and everything. He's like, yeah, we'll do a couple lines. Da-da-da-da. The other one's like, yeah, we'll just go to Gentleman's Club, like get a dinner and that.
Yeah.
So that's all I really do.
Mash and peas.
And you know that dinner is a Sunday roast.
Yeah, it's a roast.
It's a roast beef. A roast.
Yorkshire pudding, everything.
Mm-hmm. And this is when I realized, like, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
Niggas invite you out of the town.
You see, when I got out of jail,
yeah,
I waited those 2 months, bro.
Yeah.
Could I get hold of my man ever again?
Yeah, of course not. Of course not, bro.
Man was committing espionage in jail as well. You get me? Man, could I, listen, yeah?
Did you try to look for him? You tried hard, didn't it?
Bro, such a Facebook, the Daily Mirror, bro, everything, the Sun.
Everything. Bro, he's a Chelsea supporter.
Mm.
He's showing me season tickets. He's showing me pictures of Lampard, pictures of Joel Cole.
Yeah, man.
He's like, oh yeah, like obviously Abramovich was the owner at the time. Yeah. He's like, listen, like he's got a daughter called Anna. Mm. We used to go for dinner all the time. She used to fly me around in fucking Roman's helicopters.
Fuck.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking, but I don't even support Chelsea, but I want to support Chelsea. Just so we can have a little bit more in common.
Yeah. Let me see. Exactly.
I need to stick with my man.
Exactly.
My man, yeah. Everyone that I know that's gone to jail for the same thing as me on the drugs thing, yeah.
Trying to talk drugs with you after.
Not only are they still trying to talk drugs, they are down.
Yeah.
The police took everything.
Everything.
Yeah, even the toilet paper, fam. They took everything.
Oh, shit.
My man, yeah, Big Dave.
Is that what he's called?
I'll tell you his name off camera, but his name is Dave.
Yeah.
Big Dave, he's like, bro, when I get out of jail, it's back to normal. Like, he's
back
like,
to listen, business.
He's like, listen, I'll be honest with you, mate. This one we got nicked for. That was the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fine.
It's always the last one.
But it's fine, yeah.
But it's all right, because I'm still all right. they tried to take this from me, but they couldn't take it. So, when I go back out, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I'm going to sell my DB9, get a new one.
Mm.
And then that's it. I'm chilling with it. I'm chilling. Could I get hold of my man again?
There's nothing, fam.
The nigga was in the wind.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But that's God still. That's good. You have nothing to talk about with that man, fam. Trust me.
All
fam.
We need to do.
Exactly.
Bro.
You know what the conversation
is? Cause won't even hit the motorway and it'll be following the group chat. Madam, listen. No. Listen to me, fam, yeah? Listen. All man has to do, fam. Like, man will start shouting in his car All man has to do.
No, he'll be like, all right, the man will come link me now.
Come up with a jail talk. Are you listening?
Listen. I even told you this, yeah. When Collie came out, yeah, for so long, he couldn't stop saying boys.
Boys.
He's like, listen, boys. And it's only because, like, there's bare other, like, there's like travelers and that, yeah. That's their line, like, boys. Yeah. Like, yeah, boys. And when Collie came out, he used to rinse the word boys. And I was like, yeah, you don't even realize he's saying it so much, bro.
Bro, do you know what it is, yeah?
Boys.
Cause I was in Wales, yeah. Like, it's crazy because Swansea, when I was in Swansea, I was in South Wales. And mm-hmm. I solely moved to Cardiff, and then that was like, still South Wales, but closer to your Bristols and your Baths, where where the accent changes. It gets more a bit farmerish. You get me? And then North Wales, it's still farmerish, but North Wales is closer to Liverpool, so it's more Scouse.
Yeah, it's Scouse, yeah.
And then but I was in a job called Park,
Yeah, I remember.
And they used to, bro, I don't know why Scousers are so badly behaved in Joe, you know? I don't know what the temperament of Scousers are.
I think they're just unruly in general, bro.
They seem like the most unruly English people ever.
They are, trust
me. Yeah. I genuinely feel the crime rate in London is high enough, but if Scousers were here, it'd be worse, bro.
Through the roof, huh?
It's the only place in the world in England where I've heard niggas have got grenades and they're putting it outside football managers' yards. Like, what is what? Like, leave our club over a football.
Oh my god, it's not even dead. It's just
it's just there.
Daddy, what's this? Get back in the house. Get back in. No, it's even the get back in the house, son. Get back in the house,
bro.
Rafa Benitez, I want to go. I want to leave.
They're telling you leave man's club and they're putting grenades on your thing with the pins in. Like, fam. Just leave. Next time.
Next time this pin won't even be here.
Next time this is going through your glazing pin out.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, fam. I heard that they did the grenade thing, but I heard that the pressure that Steven Gerrard got, because there was a time when Gerrard was supposed to go Chelsea. It was bait, like it was going to happen, Then all of a sudden he was like, no, I'm staying, I heard, I can't remember where I read it, but the pressure that he got from the Scousers,
bro,
was like, bro, you're not leaving, bro. Like, where you going? You think London's safe, bro? Like, fam, he stayed his whole career.
And won nothing.
I think it was after fucking the World Cup and it was like, like Gerrard and Lampard, Gerrard should go Chelsea so they can learn how to play together. So when the Euros come in 2008, everything be good. Fam, he's gonna leave, fam. Their man heard that the pressure they applied.
Downward pressure, fam.
Like, they couldn't go, like, shopping. Man is saying, where you think you're going? Where do you think you're going? And then just walk off, like, just in your head. Where do you think you're going?
They walk off from
just
you.
Walk off and just look back.
And this is what they're talking at. You think it's safe, but it's not.
It's not.
But it's not.
If I was Yago Real Madrid, if you're going to leave.
But it's not.
Chelsea's only a little driveway. it's only a wee. Obviously, there were two like that. Now I'm doing the Dublin thing, but it's only a wee drive down the road. You know what I mean?
Bro.
But there was, find your house in Zoopla.
There was a jail like in North, between North Wales and Liverpool called Alt Course.
Okay.
And it's like all of the scrappy, all of the guys that were giving people buck fiddies, scrapping, tuna in the sock, those niggas were coming to my jail.
Your jail was new as well.
It was new. And it was private.
Private jail,
But they were sending them straight there because they couldn't, in Old Course, they couldn't manage. It was like, there's too many Scousers. The Scouse occupancy is too high. We start offloading. So when they came, they always say boys, always say it. Boys, you just don't, the reason why you don't hear it and is because the managers or the football players are drilled to be so well spoken.
Media trained.
You know what? Low key, I think that's why I love Tony Bentley so much. I think that's why I gravitate to him as a boxer so much because of my experience. So like it sounds weird. It's like a kind of like a home from home vibe, but. Shout out Tony Bellew, man. Hopefully we can get you on the show on that so I can ask some questions about.
You said the man needs to do that in Liverpool.
No, we don't.
Now in Liverpool, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
No. I don't know still. I don't know.
See, grenade on your body.
Yeah, exactly. Next time.
Fam, come back for car bombing that, fam. Turn the ignition on, fam. Blows up that car and the six other cars down the street.
Half of your car's gone. It's clean off. No, but I wanted to take it back to when you were talking about, you see when you are poached people with love.
Yeah. Who did it to?
So, I grew up with someone, and like their mum used to babysit me, and that, and he went to jail for a long, long time, and he come out, and for like the first 2-3 years, he was acting like he didn't remember, man.
Yeah.
Obviously,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
just like man used to see him and he used to act like he didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
Obviously my mom's like, listen, from the little boy you was to now, you got a beard, you got this and that. Go up to him and talk. Or
yeah, innit? Say hello.
I'm like, all right, cool. It was mad. Man saw him a few times, didn't say nothing. Then there was the mobiles. Yeah. We was there when he took the picture with Bugsy.
Okay, cool.
And he
shout out Bugsy.
Yeah, and he basically was walking past our table and saw me, and it just clicked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I
oh, of course it did.
Yeah, and then he was like, and then I was like, oh, what? So now you remember me? He's like, hey, well, go on. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. Obviously, like I said, I grew up with this guy, innit? So,
keep it. Oh, go on.
Man went Napa mm-hmm. with Link Up now, yeah, and a certain act is performing.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're performing. A Link Up had a stage, so they're chilling. Obviously, you know when you're in a group, everyone kind of starts to drift.
So, do their thing.
Someone might go get a drink. Someone wants to move to a girl.
Yeah, it's like the episode, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, he may see someone he knows. So I'm by myself. I'm chilling. Then I've turned, I've seen my man. But this is the first time since the mobile. So okay, I'm thinking this is the time to have the chat.
Yeah.
So like what you both said, you know when you're full up with love for someone, so you're not thinking about all the other times or not. You're just thinking, let me go and... So
and reason.
Yeah,
you feel me?
And reason. Reason for real. So I've gone over there pumped up with love and affection and all of this.
And alcohol.
And alcohol. I'm just... Bro's all talking to a gal and I'm thinking that gal don't even matter, fam.
Yeah. Wait, day one, you know what I mean?
You know? Man's all walked over there in. And like... But obviously, like, he's so engaged in the girl, he hasn't even clocked me walking to him.
Yeah.
That hasn't even tricked. That ain't triggered nothing to me. I'm just
yeah.
So I've gone up to him. I'm like, yo, how's what I got? He's like, yo, my boy, what going? You good? Damn it, yeah, I'm good. And then he just turns back to the girl. Like,
yeah.
And I was there for like a split second.
Like, do you realize?
You know what? Time slows down like
yeah, fast, bro.
You're like, it's like you want to go, brother.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait,
finished. Like, hold on, like. Let's run that back.
Let's try that again. So obviously I'm like, yeah, well, God. And I'm about to.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm just there for a split second. And then that same thing you said, it just switched off. I was like, ah, cool.
I know what it is now.
And I just turned around and just went back to my thing. I think we was moving around the thing. I think he must have saw me again. He must have tried to do it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That's how
I feel. And man just moved him. Like even now. Like,
even where he's in your brain now.
Like, yeah. Now, like when I see man, yo, well gone, you good? Yeah, you're good.
Just keep it moving. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. But on a separate vibe, I saw his brother. After years, I had one of my shows in Croydon and it was finishing and I turned to the left and I saw my man walking in and the eye connection just made me know that he still had the love for me.
Yeah.
And then the show ended and that same thing, you know when you have love to go and, thank you for coming, welcome. And he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? I'm glad he wasn't here because if I saw him and he gave me that same energy.
Yeah. You would have torched the bridges.
What? I would have switched it off.
You would have dynamited everything.
On all of them. I would have switched it off. And just to add to that, I saw the sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah? In summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with my daughter, I'm a girl, innit? I've seen her. She's hit me with the same, oh my God, how are you? I was like, oh, the love's there.
It's there.
It's all mad. Like, she even phoned her, mom, guess who I'm with? And I'm like,
They still like me.
Yeah. So I wasn't pumped up with some fakeness.
When you deep it, I know Joey says, oh yeah, they used to look after me, like, bro, they were neighbors.
Neighbors, fam.
They were neighbors,
like,
bro.
Man grew together. We all grew together. So there's a certain thing in me that no matter how old we get, no matter where we move to, whatever, we have a connection, innit? When I saw the original one, I'm thinking, yeah, I know you've been
the jail original man.
Yeah, hip hop. So I was thinking, you must know. And when Bo kind of pulled me for the girl, I thought, whoa.
Yeah. Is that what is
that? And the girl wasn't even nice. Like, that's what I thought, like.
Fam.
The girl wasn't nice, but then when I saw the other one, like, there was no words. It was just a.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. And then I saw the other one, it was enough love, phone mummy. I said, yeah, you know what? Yeah, man, it's good. But that feeling, yeah, when you go to someone with love and they turf you, fam, it's cold. It turns your heart cold.
Bro, it's embarrassment. PTSD,
cold PTSD. And embarrassment.
This is what I don't understand. How niggas can be begs. Like, nah, on a real, I don't get it because I've had one, maybe two experiences where I felt like remember I talked about that
experience.
Oh yeah, I told you all the names as well. Yeah. That left me jaded for life. Jaded, bro.
Go again.
No, I can't even.
You can't say the name.
The names have to be changed to protect the game. You got what I'm saying? But obviously, man had... Man's young, you get what I'm saying? And man's trying to
be outside.
Oh, yeah!
I'm trying to work for my money. I'm trying to work for it, bro.
Man's trying to be certified on these pavements.
And the older came out and said to man, bro,
yeah.
You see all this? You see this young older thing? Yeah. If you do what you done yesterday again,
it's the de-recruitment is coming.
You can forget it.
Forget about it, bro. Do you know what? It's mad. I can't even say I'll say the name, and the name is nuts, innit? But I had that same experience where I used to go and get babysitted by someone's mum. I'm going to say the name, and it's definitely going to get bleeped out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he, like, his mum used to babysit me. He used to be around the house. We used to have fun. And his sister as well. Then, but this is before, like, I'd heard the name full name. You know, like, the name is now short.
Yeah.
When my man mentions his name, the name is. You know what I'm saying?
That's bro.
Yeah. So, cool, you get me? I remember seeing him somewhere and, like, the energy was kind of aggressive.
Yeah. Oh,
it was aggressive to me. Like, it wasn't even a walk on. It was like, you good, Joe? And that was it. But this is like, all right, cool. I was probably like, the last time I saw him, I was probably like 14 or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old he is, but he seemed like a big man. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, but we used to play, like, we used to play Action Man together.
No, like, you know.
Action Man.
You know, like,
14?
When we were younger days.
We're
like, primary school, his mum was looking after me. But obviously, I've seen him 14. And I was like, why? Like, this energy. Like,
where did you see him?
Obviously, in the...
Gaza, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know, like certain times, because I've had it.
I've had it.
And where I'm playing up to how I live and what I live by or whatever. I'm ends with the gang or whatever. And then you see someone from the good days, walk on.
It's not the time or the place to reminisce.
For lack of a better way of describing, sturdy.
Yeah, you got to be sturdy
very,
still.
Very.
Bro,
Who's that? Man start mocking you. No, but now, like, in hindsight, I get, like,
oh, man used to do that all the time, fam. You see,
we do it, fam.
Like, I remember one time, I see one girl, and it's mad because she lived on my nan's estate, like, housing estate, and on the ends, we play with fun, Obviously, by the time I saw her, we were secondary school, but nine.
Big boys.
Doing things, but you know, we're out here.
Big boys.
Obviously, you don't expect you're going to see someone. So I was like, I remember, I swear, like, I just pierced my ears or something. Like, I'm out here just.
You're out here feeling off.
Doing the mad thing.
Being an older boy. Yeah. Feeling like an older.
Like an older right now. Yeah. So we're cutting through Bricky now. And she just, it's weird. In a weird way, I should have saw her coming from far, but she just appeared.
Yeah.
And she was just like walking past. But it's the perfect time to walk past us because we're all here.
Gang's about.
Like, so she probably would have thought, whoa, like, and then kind of saw me. Like, so I was like, oh, hey, baby, right? And I was like, yo, welcome. And it was that kind of eye contact to him.
Bare things are said in the eye contact. Don't bring up anything about my past.
But all I'm thinking is that Just keep walking.
Yeah. We'll talk another time.
We'll talk when I get back to the end. It's like, don't say nothing. Because right now, I would demand them. Everyone's like written bricky.
Yeah.
I don't want this girl to stop and start talking about, yeah, listen, so what happened when your nan called you in last time? Like, you couldn't even. I didn't want no embarrassment.
Yeah. Embarrassment.
I'm solid. And I might do something very out of character. Like,
you got to be sturdy in these situations.
I'm going to do something mad out of character. But I beg you, move. Like, you know, you really don't mean it, but it's not the time or the place.
Not right now, babes.
Yeah. Bro, it's techie. It is very, 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 very techie when you see people, because they will call you out on any skeleton
that
you have
in your closet.
Any skeleton that you have, they will. Oh, you don't you remember when you used to like my sister, and then
remember when you came to house and you wet yourself?
Oh my god! You know what I mean? When you pissed the bed.
Then the niggas looking at you like,
yeah. Like, butter.
And you know, man, hold on to jokes. Yeah. Oh. Niggas hold on to jokes for years, man. For years.
You're bad man up, and I'll be like, oh yeah, but you just sad because my sister dumped you, and he was crying.
Yeah, one of that.
I mean, when you pissed, didn't you piss the bed though, bro? I heard my girl say that. Man's big 18, 20, man, are talking about, but I beg you, allow it, man.
But on the flip side though, is there people that you can see today, or even you saw back then, and they automatically just get you gassed.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're around the man them, it doesn't matter if you're around your gal, it doesn't matter if, it don't matter.
Wait, are we talking about like people we haven't seen in a long time, or just there's certain people?
Either you ain't seen them in a long time, or you have, but there's cause we're talking about people where it's like, don't chat. But there's some people that you see and it's like, it's just an excitement. It's just
I tell you one person, this isn't too long ago. But whenever I see Breezer, I've never met someone more gassed in their life. Like, when I see, like, obviously now he's doing the dad thing, posting on WhatsApp stories.
Oh, children, whoa, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's the dad thing.
Two children, you get me posting it. God will deliver me, like, all the nice messages. Shit. You get what I'm saying? But I know.
Shout out Breeze.
Shout out Breeze every time.
But I know. You know what I mean? I know what's in your eyes when I see you. You know what I'm saying? I know. You can't fool me, cuz. When I see him, he's going to start chatting west. He's going to start bringing up something from 012. And he's like, you know, niggas could talk to me back in. I know, Breeze. I know him too well. That's the one person, whenever, like, obviously he lives out the ends now, but whenever I see him, man, I know he's gonna chat shit, fam. There was a time, I think I told this story, but I'm gonna tell it again, I was walking past somewhere in East London and it was a madness, but it was only me and Breeze that came back or whatever, So obviously I've sent Breeze a picture of the place, like, oh, do you remember, bro? Yeah. Fam, if I find the voice out there, he sent me like four, like, Temsy, nigga can't chat to man. Like, niggas can't chat to man ever in their life, you know? And he's sending bit. I'm like, yeah, my brother, all right, calm down, Breeze.
Calm down.
Like, he's getting, like, this happened years ago. He's getting amped. He's like, Temsy, we're the only real ones in the set. Like, you know what I mean? But he's a one person. Like, his energy is like, it's
so infectious.
It's infectious. It's so infectious. Like, so infectious. If whenever you see him, it's just bro's just here to have a good time. Like, nothing else, fam. Nothing else. But yeah, that's one person for me, bro.
Yeah. I think one person for me is always Baby Ramps.
Yeah.
It's because we grew together. Like, his mum and my mum grew together.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the only friends.
Excuse me.
That is classed as family.
Yeah.
That's always been able to sleep over. Like you know, your mum will
never question.
She wouldn't allow the friends from school to sleep over. Yeah. She wouldn't allow certain family members to sleep over. But you see him, it doesn't matter if I'm in trouble. Yeah. If he says that he wants to stay, he's staying.
Yeah. That's her son, basically.
Yeah. So because we've grew, and then obviously as we've gotten older, he's gone to live out the ends and. Mm-hmm. But he's very much, we're very much still close. Like, it's a family unit. Like, he talks to Mems daily.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this thing with us where it's like, every time we see each other, it's like, we kind of look at each other and just say, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's like all memories just start, bare memories just start coming back.
You feel like a kid again.
Yeah, but like and it doesn't matter where we are, who we're with.
Let me see if I can find like,
and then it's like my mum will see him, oh my God, tell you. Or I'll see him, oh my God. And it's just that, like, you can't, like, I can't not smile when I see him because of how much things we've
memories,
been through.
Yeah, bro.
And the memories just make us like.
Do you know what it is? It's also like, sorry to kind of know, Connie, you're about to go in here. It's also like, if I see you lot out, but we're not supposed to like. We've not gone to the same place or something. We just end up at the same place. It's like, yes, I'm about to get lit. Do you know what I mean? It's fun now. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, go on, Connie.
Bro, I would say like, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty new.
Had big men scared that day.
No, it is a love, man. What's wrong with
you? You were having this conversation a couple of days ago, was you? That's an old conversation, isn't it?
No, it's old. I just scrolled up. I just scrolled up.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of, you can say arguably it's new. And I say new because it's not like as old as our relation, our friendship has been, innit? But the only, one of the only people I say that has me like feeling this happy all the time when I see him is like,
oh, shit. He is the
hustler's hustler, bro. Like,
ever
since I've known this brother, he's been hustling. And not only is he hustling, he's always like got, he's got a link for everything. He's always got good advice to give. The guy's never stressed. He's never unhappy. Let me not say never stressed. He's never visibly stressed. He's never visibly unhappy. He's never looking on the downside of anything. He's never looking on the dark side of anything. The dark side of the coin, he can never ever see it. Like, so I've never seen him have a problem with anyone. I've never seen anyone have a problem with him. I've never had a fallout of him over anything. You get me? So like, I don't know what it is about the brother. I don't know. The world needs more people like him, because but I've only ever got goodness, love, and wisdom from that brother, and inspiration. Because I don't know, bro. I don't know. He's, in my opinion, he's the one of the cleanest runs in the history of
cleanness
of hustling.
Yeah.
And that's not like touch wood, and touch the floor, laminate. But you know, we fuck with it. Long may it continue, bro. Cause I don't even want to be jinxing a pure thing, but bro, every time I see this guy, it's just love, because I know he's about to drop some gems on me, show me a perspective that I had maybe never had seen. He was the first person that put bread in my hand when I got out of jail, and he was nothing to do with the cause as to why I went to jail. And he's not my brother or nothing like that. He's my brother, he's my bro, but when obviously we didn't come from the same mother, innit? Bro, I just got maximum love for that brother, maximum love and inspiration. But that's
I would say, yeah, it's mad because the last time I saw him was a link up event, you know, and he came with an artist, and it's so mad. I wasn't even preying anything, I was just there chilling, and he was just like, yo, he's like, I was like, oh my God, he's like, oh my God, I'm like, oh my God, what's good? Nah, man, you right. He's like, yeah, what is what you did? No, I love that, man. Just like everything you said was everything in that moment. It was just like, yeah, I'm proud of you, man. I love that, man. Like, this is my guy. And he wasn't trying to push the artist on me. He wasn't trying to, listen to his tape. It was just love. How are you? You still cool with everyone? Of course I am. Oh, yeah. And just vibe. Just calm. Vibe.
And blur out his name as well. But link him. Oh, yeah, bro, I need to get like this. Yeah, I got it for that. Oh, I need to get a mortgage. Oh, yeah, my broker. Like, shout him. Like, he will do this. Like, even if you're not working, like, if you could show. Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, I need to get I need a new shower. Yeah, bro, I know someone that can do that. I know someone that's got that. Bro, I need to get a rolly. Bro,
come see my jeweler, bro. Yeah. Like, trust me, he'll make you pay like 10% above retail. Obviously, he's got a drink and then I got a poor little drink, but you're still getting it for a good price. Bro, he's got. Everything. He's at the World Trade Center. Nigga is the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I love people like that.
Trust me, fam.
I love, like, there was one person around me like that that's not around no more, yeah.
Who?
Cut out it. Uncle.
Oh, yeah.
When I tell you, the first day that I ever met him, obviously, it was like,
it was the reverse. He was trying to put on the stern thing to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously Vanessa's like, oh yeah, this is my... Yeah. He's like,
yeah, because he knows what time it is.
Bro. Whoa. I don't know who else you met, but I'm the one, you know.
Yeah.
Thinking, whoa. Anyway, fam. The night's gone on. Yeah. And then two twos. I've heard. Yeah, what? Do you don't want to go to Mayfield after? Me as well. He's like, yeah, come and so go. Like, obviously, he's like, nah, man, that's long.
Yeah.
Bro, as time went on, yeah, like there was a one time that I knew that I was in. He came to the house after he got the...
What happened? Oh, yeah, okay.
He's one of the first people I saw it, and he showed me everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A man's just chatting about this person, that person, who he knows, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think around that time I said, oh, yeah, like I want to buy a Rollie. He's like, listen, yeah. I'm going to go, but when I come back, me and you can go see my guy, mm-hmm. whatever you want, I've got it for you. I'm like, yeah, he's like, yeah. Like, anything you want, just show me and we'll go get it. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Yeah, listen, and if you need this, that, man, you see my bridge in here? Yeah.
Man started inspecting and opening
the jacket. Bro, we got it.
We got the keys.
The
we
jacket
got
the just keys. Open, fam. Him? Huh? Huh? You know him? Yeah, you know my bridge. Yeah. For this, for that. I was like, oh shit. All right, cool, say nothing.
Yeah.
A few months later, jail.
Damn.
But the link is so heavy. Man went to a dinner last year and saw one of his bridgens, and the bridge was like, yeah, Joe.
Whatever you need.
Whenever. Shout me.
Yeah.
Shout me. I'm like, oh my God, this link is dirty. I spoke to another friend of his. Yeah, Joe, listen, whenever, man, just shout. Yeah. I said, this pattern is different, fam.
That's what man needs, fam.
And so, like, when you're talking about the World Trade Center, I love people like that. That's just got so much to give, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not trying to hold back the links, fam. They don't ask. So, like, listen, I see that you're part of the circle now. If you want this,
it's available. Tell me.
It's there for you. Mm. Wow. So, yeah, no, God bless them people. The big C's, whoever else is in the world, them World Trade Center people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll help. God bless them, man.
There's too many people that just hug the patterns. Mm. Yeah, fuck all you F man. All you F man are the original greed trendsetters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You men of the world, no trade centers.
There's no trade.
There's no trade.
You might even lose in a trade for no reason. For no reason.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I think that's a clean way to smooth out of it. So I know we've been saying that, but I think we really need to. I was going to say double down, but we need to triple down. Some interviews for you guys.
Very soon.
Yeah, we'll be coming.
It's going to be coming soon.
We'll be coming. As always, shout out to everyone locking in, subscribing, liking. DM us, please, on the 2K3 account. There's been a few people that's DM'd us, like, individually.
Mm-hmm.
And Thames was laughing when we was shouting them out, so I won't even go into that. If you could just shout us on the 2K3 podcast at any questions, any big ups, any shout outs, anything like that, you just shout us there and we can all see. We've all got access. We will all see. But yeah, like I said, man, anything you want to talk about, let us know. If you got any lit people you want us to shout, that's World Trade Center, we can shout them. I might need to test out their trade, but, you know.
Yeah, we can see them still. Anyway,
it's life. But yeah, man, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep spit shining.
I can't do it.